This is Living Your Success 24/7 with Michael Caine. Hey, how you doing today? Thank you, my loyal listeners, podcasting listeners, audience, etc. around the world. Thank you for giving me your hard, precious time to listen to little old me talk about a lot of big stuff, little stuff, medium stuff, all in between A through Z, Z through A. So, let's jump right into it. I was thinking, what would my next podcast be about? And I really, it just like, I was like kind of dumbfounded about it, saying, well, I want to do something unique, interesting, more interesting before. I always want to top what I've done before, right? Like raise the bar, because you deserve it. So, and please share my podcast with others, family, friends, frenemies, whoever, associates, colleagues, and I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, if I could do it all over again, it meaning life, from where I'm at, if I could go back, call it a time machine, a genie, whatever, how I get back, if I could do it all over again, question would be, and ask yourself this, if you could do it all over again, would you do it the exact same way? Or would you make minor modifications or significant modifications and turn it all upside down and twist it inside out? And I thought about, I would be aggressively turning it upside down, inside out, and I would do the original me, not the me that I was turned into or allowed to be turned into by others and situations and people. Let's drill this down a bit. If I could do all over again, Michael Caine, what would you do? First of all, I wouldn't have gotten married to the person I married. Absolutely. Way back when. Wouldn't have done it. Wouldn't have done it at all. If I can go back. Hindsight, what it say, is 2020. But flags were there. I ignored them. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? Can I get an amen on that? Ignored it. Ignored them. Knew something wasn't right. Did it anyway. Maybe out of desperation or just low self-esteem. You name it. Whatever. Just wouldn't have done it. But I am grateful for the children that came into my life because of that marriage. Can you feel me with that? With an old expression, can you dig it? So I wouldn't change that for the world, just to be clear. So there was a lot of positives out of that. Love my children, so wouldn't take that back for any dollars, cents, or any reason. But just saying, I would definitely maintain more productive friendships. I can think about three or four or five people in my head that I would have maintained contacts with over time, and I regret it. They were productive, positive people, going places, people that had contributed positives in my life. It's just the joy of a friendship or a friend, and like-minded, going places, have ambition. And counter to that, I would cut those other people out that weren't going anywhere, no desire to go anywhere, don't care about going anywhere. I would have cut them sooner than later. I eventually cut them, or they cut me. You know, thank you. God bless you. And I would have done it at the high school level and early college level. Absolutely. College level and high school. Boom. Gone. People that just I didn't have too much in common. If I can just go back. If I could do it all over again, just eliminate, erase those folks from my life. So I would enjoy my life more. by doing the things I wanted to do and believe in myself more if I could go back and not believe the lies of situations yourself. You could lie to yourself, by the way, which I did, and lie, and other people lie to you or say things that to make you believe that you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough. All those people would be gone if I could go back. Give me the time machine or a genie, give me three wishes, go back and that's it. Not believe the lies. And let me stop there. Don't you believe the lies that you tell yourself, that you're not good enough, that you can't make it, that you're not worthy enough. And don't believe that BS from other people. Okay? Just don't. I know I make it sound so simple. You know what? In hindsight, it was simple. But we make things more difficult for ourselves. So that said, doing these things, I would have enjoyed my life 100,000-fold if I didn't let the BS and the crap come in like a cancer, a disease, a virus, not believing the lies. So if you're in my situation, high school, college, boom, do it. Don't wait till your 20s, 30s, 40s. Don't have regrets. But you know what that said? You got to move on regardless. I moved on, but I'm just saying, if I could do it all over again, what would I do? What would I change? What would I do that I didn't do? What would I do better? How to avoid the wrongs? How to be more in the right, right? I would also, I knew at an earlier age, my parents were savers and they invested in stuff and just took care of us. And I would have continued with their legacy and wouldn't have skipped a beat, or I would have maintained a healthy savings habit, saving my money more wisely. If I can go back, I did a good job for the most part, but I could have done 50 times better through my life. I could have done 100 times better in saving more money, putting some aside, and investing sooner. I would have invested properly earlier, sooner than later. Because time, you cannot get back, folks. And that's another podcast. You just can't get that time back that you lost. So if you're still young and stuff, really evaluate your life to see, is this where I want to go? Is this who I want to do it with? Is this should be my posse that's around me? Or is it productive? Am I moving forward as opposed to backwards? I'm not telling you to do anything. Make a decision for yourself. But that's what, if I could do it all over again, those are the things I would look at. In addition to getting a degree, I would go into a trade school too, to get to be able to use my hands on things, whatever that is. I would have done that in addition. It wouldn't have been an either or scenario, but because I love my experience in college. I love the learning experience, and the things I learned have benefited me greatly. And so I wouldn't have known those things if I didn't, but I also would have taken 2 years out to do a trade school, 2-3 years on top of regular academia. I would have done both. It wouldn't have been an either or for me. Some people it's either or, that's fine. That's your situation. But me, I'm saying if I could go back, I would do that. Probably also master a language, a second language outside English. Oh yeah. If I can go back, I'd have made it a priority. Become bilingual. Oh, absolutely. Great benefit in that. Not just talking to people, getting around, but, you know, you can make more money too. Definitely. Get more clients, get more whatever if you have that. So I don't knock it. Don't knock it. I've known people that knew 3, 4, 5 languages. And in hindsight, boy, yeah, if I could do that, I would. But that's something I can do now, right? Okay. So some of this stuff, I corrected. The ship is going in the right direction. It's going to the right place now as I'm older. But I'm just saying, if I can go back to being 15, 14, 15, 16, and then from there. Oh, my gosh. But I can't. So forgive myself. I'll forgive you, Mike. Okay, for not making the best decisions. but I'm not bad. It's not, I don't live a horrible life though either. So I don't want to give that impression. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in many people in this world. 7 billion people, probably blessed more than 6 billion of them. Probably a billion people ahead of me. So, and just grateful. Always be grateful for what you have. So if I could do it all over again, oh my gosh, probably pray more, meditate more, eat healthier, more so than I would have avoided some health conditions, exercise. I used to as a kid, that was my thing, running and staying in shape. I wouldn't have stopped that. Would have been part of my daily or weekly regimen. I gave up a lot and of who I am. Just simply the way I was raised and who I came to be, I should be proud of that, divinely proud. And for some reason I rejected me. Yeah. I wouldn't have rejected me. I would have said, screw you. If you don't want to be my friend, you want to, and I had those kind of friends that I didn't keep up with over the years. So they were natural. It wasn't no BS, no phony stuff, no trying to convince people and drama. I hate drama. If I could go back, if I could do it all over again, I would avoid drama at all costs. If you're a drama, bye. You know, fire me too. If we're not a good fit, let me go too. Thank you. Do me a favor, a blessing. And so I definitely would have been simply me if I could do it all over again. Because in hindsight, looking back, I loved me. Wasn't nothing wrong with me until someone told me something was wrong with me. Isn't that funny? You're okay until someone does boom, slap you in the head, say, oh, you're not good enough, well enough, this enough. Isn't that funny? You're okay? It's sort of like selling a script. They like in the main character is a dog, and by the time they finish rewriting the story and directing it, the dog is no longer a dog. It's a pig. It's a bird. It's a cow. Something other than the original. People, you're allowing to alter your life course. Now, certain things are for the best and the better, but still, you got to be you in the context of that. It's okay to improve. You should develop. You should. You should grow and develop. But you still have to not be lost and lose yourself. Do not lose yourself in this. Even though people have good intentions of trying to help you improve your situation. Now, you shouldn't listen and you shouldn't avoid and don't be stupid now. If someone's giving you good advice or trying to help you, listen. I'm not saying not to do that. Don't say Michael Caine said, don't listen to anybody. People will help you, the good people in your life, help you avoid being stupid and doing something foolish, blowing your toes off. So you need to be balanced, have a balanced life here, balance what comes inflow and outflow to your brain, your head, your ears. So that's all I have to say. I think I said enough. Am I straight to the point? I hope so. Well, anyway. We're going to call it. All these episodes, these shows don't have to be long. Just want to get straight to that point because it was in my spirit. And so I want to thank all of you again. And also, you can go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, Catalyst. I've been rolling that out slowly but surely, working on another article to go up to post. But also, you can go on Amazon and buy my book, Slaying Your Dragons, Living the Life You Always Wanted. There's a paperback version on Amazon as well on that. And so I appreciate you giving the time, taking the time to listen to what I have to say. So, and remember, to you, my listeners, please share this podcast and don't ever, ever allow someone in your head to put you down where you give up your dreams and give who you are and you're changed where, you know, it's not you. Be you. But also listen to those who are trying to help you where you can improve who you are, right? And because that can happen. Each stage in our lives, we should improve. We should grow. So don't confuse that and avoid that. So not to your detriment. I want you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's another podcast, right? So anyway, I appreciate all of you for listening. This is Michael Caine with Living Your Success 24/7. Until next time, my friends, and I'm going to give you some bilingual. Adios. Ciao. Until next time.